bake. Every day I experiment with new ways to cancel the automation without canceling it prematurely. I did not succeed this time, so I'm sorry, Frank. Thank you for an excellent show, Frank Rosano, Rosano Radio, right before me. I like coming in early and listening to most of his show. It's really great. I don't know. It's midterm season. Sorry, I'm just doing all my setup stuff. It's midterm season. I've been slammed. I'm sure all of my tough students listening have also been slammed. That seems to be the general vibe. What's nice about the spring semester is, things are better organized, you know? It's not, this long just, trickle of work until Thanksgiving break, and then you have Thanksgiving break, and then there's, 1 week left. But that also means that, midterms are better organized, meaning they're, at the same time, which makes for just, one bad week. But then I feel that it makes for a better, rest of the semester, in my opinion. I'm checking out the WMFO schedule and just noticing how many 2 to 3 a.m. shows we have this semester, and I think that that is just wild. There's even 3 to 4 a.m. ones, which is who's doing that? Who's going into the station from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m.? That sounds... There's a lot of 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. I don't understand. God bless. That's not something I would ever be physically capable of doing, but it's very cool. I feel lucky to have my 11 a.m. show and my 8 a.m. guest spot. I could not do the graveyard shift thing. My first ever WMFO show was at 6 a.m. and it was that was so fine. It was nice. But 3 a.m., different story. I wouldn't even know whether to, I think if that was my show, I would sleep before and after. I would sleep from, 10 to 2 and from, 5 to 8. But that would just be a whole routine. Really, hats off to whoever is doing these shows. And whoever's listening to those shows. Because I'm asleep. Also, hats off to whoever's listening to my show. I feel like a lot of people just kind of carry it over from Rosano Radio. So I'm, very lucky to have such a good show before mine. Last week I talked about... Right. Speaking of which, show ID. This is Worst Boys Guild. You are listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. I'm Tyler. I spoke last week about how I was a senior year bucket list thing for me to actually spin vinyl on my show. So I came in a few minutes early during the last few minutes of Rosano Radio, battled with this really cool, great DJ mixing booth that we have in the studio. So our studio is soundboard in front, 4 microphones, extremely well equipped. CD changer below the computer that we can use to check our volume and everything. And then to the left, so all the way to the right, to the back of the DJ, to the right, there's a single turntable that I pondered using because it looked easier to figure out. And then I said, no, go big or go home. To the DJ's left, all the way to the left, is a whole DJ booth with, 2 CD players with the little, wheels that you can use to do, the record scratch sound thing. You know what I mean? Up top, and then 2 turntables. So I battled with this. I'm not somebody who owns a turntable. I would like to sometime, but I don't now. So I'm not great with vinyl in general. I'm not super practiced with it, not super confident. But I battled with this. I got the DJ mixer on. I got the individual turntable I'm using on. I see a button that I don't know what it does. Oh, it's just a little light. I don't need that. And then, and now I'm just going to try to play this jazz record that I randomly pulled off the shelf. That is called Elements/Liberal Arts. I don't know jazz at all, so I just took one with an appealing album cover. It's like a close-up of a door that's cracked open, and then through the crack of the door, just a bunch of, like, random objects, like, floating around in this sky and in this, like, meadow. And then there's, like, a silhouette of a person standing in the meadow, and the sun is rising. I have no idea what this is going to sound like. I also don't know if it's going to sound like, if I'm going to be able to get this working. But I believe in myself. Let's see. Let's see. Let me pull the mic over here and just kind of hope for the best. I heard a car going by and I was like, is that it? Did I do it? And I did not do it. Let's see. Let's see. Okay. We strategize. It's on. It's spinning. I think the vault. Let's see. I can figure out a turntable. Like, I'm not so incompetent. I'm not such a Gen Zer that I can't figure out a turntable. It's this DJ mixer thing that I'm now struggling with. Because the needle is on this record. And it's just a matter of getting the... Let's see. It's just a matter of getting the DJ booth to register that. So let's see. Let's see here. I know, this makes for, like, super entertaining radio. Like, congrats to you guys for being able to listen to WMFO in this particular moment. Where you hear me not play music, but instead struggle to play music. Okay. So we're now in the territory of, like, this is playing in theory. Is the sound coming through? Not so much. And that's where I have to figure out how to DJ. This is, like, a great... I don't know how to practice this. We're not allowed to, like, be in the studio if it's not our show. Oh! Wait.
Thank you.
also am saying, that, you know, sometimes you gotta do it, but, like, this album's great. Yeah, let's get this.
Thank you.
All right, I'm back. Played vinyl on my show. Senior bucket list item accomplished. I hope you guys all enjoyed that as much as I did, because I really loved it. Like, I should listen to jazz more. Whenever I do, I have a really excellent time. And then I always just kind of forget about jazz. But that made for really great study music, too. I texted. I spent a lot of that time. If you're just tuning in, I just played the whole A-side of this jazz album that I randomly pulled off the shelf in the studio. And it was great. It's like 25 minutes. I mostly texted, but I also studied, and that's, you know, how college goes. I'm Gen Z, what can I say? I also, if you just tuned in, you missed me spending like 5 whole minutes figuring out the turntable, which, to my defense, it's because I can figure out the turntable part, but it's connected to like a whole really intricate, very cool DJ booth. That is really exciting, and I wish people used it more, but based on like the pristine condition of this turntable, I suspect that people don't. I don't know what's going on. Okay, I'm good. I turned it off. It doesn't seem to be used like ever, because it's dusty, but other than that, pretty pristine. Which means that the turntable I use is really pristine because it has a dust cover. And it's really fancy. It's too bad. If somebody ever wants to do a DJ set in here, like, you should. I'll let you use my show for it, too, if you want to just come in and do a quick DJ set. That would certainly make for better radio than what I usually do. And I would have a great time. And I could study. Hopefully I won't need to. I think this will be my busiest week of the semester, but boy, am I busy. So, yeah, I should do a PSA. I don't know. Not much to say, besides I enjoyed sharing some nice jazz with you all. I'm going to do the very first PSA in the binder, which is born learning early childhood development. I'm wearing a hat today, and I keep bumping the microphone with my hat, which is really humanizing and endearing, I hope. So if you hear weird sounds that sound like the brim of a hat, wait. My girlfriend is on spring break, and she's in California, so it's like 8:30 a.m. for her. And she just texted me, she's like, I'm so sorry, I didn't listen to your show. And I don't want to be like, it's still happening, because then she'll feel obligated to listen. I just, like, didn't put together that she's on spring break, so she's not in class, where she usually, like, is in class for the first 30 minutes and then tunes in for the second half. So I forgot that she wasn't listening, because I just fully didn't piece together that she is on break. I lost a lot of listeners either during or after the little jazz thing. That's okay. I would assume it's after. I would assume it was, because that music was really good. I would assume it was like when I started talking a bunch again. Which is okay. We're here. We're going to read a PSA about early childhood learning. Let's see. Let's do learning on the go. I like that. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What is your child like about riding in the car, singing along to the radio music, counting trucks, or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. A public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO Medford. Oh, I want a kid so bad. I only have like 1 month left of college, but can I drop out of college to have a kid? Please? Please? What about lessons at home? Let's do it. Double PSA. I want to know. I want child rearing advice. Children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. If they like to help out in the kitchen, let them stir the spaghetti sauce or count the eggs. While doing laundry, fold in a lesson about colors and shapes. Simple learning games can be fun for both of you. Everyday moments are learning moments. It's easy. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Okay, the rest is the same as the other one. Go to bornlearning.org. That's awesome. That's not something I thought about before, but, like, so true. Like, children know nothing, so you could teach them anything. Oh, I want a kid so bad. I want to be like, this is a circle. And they'll be like, whoa. It is a circle. It'll happen for me someday. It'll happen. Gotta be patient. It's hard. Let me think. Not a huge music week for me. My big music news in my personal life is that I was having trouble getting out of bed because I was really anxious about midterms. So I bought Superbass on iTunes so that I can use it as my alarm tone. And it's been wonders, except I haven't really, like, calibrated my alarm clock volume right so that I'm able to actually just, like, listen to the whole song because it's just, like, too loud. It's just, like, obnoxiously loud. So I keep listening to the first, like, 1.5 seconds of Super Bass. I want to get the volume just right so that I feel comfortable just letting it ring all the way out. So I can just start my day with Super Bass in its entirety. Anyways. POV, you're me waking up in the morning. I'm going to find a clean version. Here's a clean version of Super Bass by Nicki Minaj. Sorry to restart it twice. I got it now. This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the coolest system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly couch. He a motherfucker. Drip, drip, sell her all the drip, drip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking home. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy, and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm at them dudes up. Back coops up and chuck the dudes up. Entrepreneurs again in the mogul. Seek a ball with the cool, he could sow loud. But I think I like him better when he dow loud. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the penny's coming off. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sigh, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm at them dudes up. Back coops up and chuck the deuce up.
gonna get hurt this weekend, cause you and I ended and you like new beginnings too much. I mentioned that I hope we stay friends, but I regret what I said, cause I heard what you told Emma. I really hate your guts. I hate all your friends and I miss you so much, but I blocked all your texts. Wow, this party sucks, so I'll run and get my coat and let you walk through the door. Who invited you, babe? I can't see you anymore.
Come to recognize that God is an unlimited supply and that everyone has access. God does not run out of blessings. Someone else receiving a gift from God is not one taken away from you, and I want to apply this and practice this in my daily life. Thank you. Receiving God's good is an act of worship, and cooperating with God's plans will manifest goodness in your life. God has lots of money. God has lots of song ideas, lyrics, strategies, acting jobs, lovers, friends, houses, etc. that is available to me. And by listening to the Creator within, I will be led to the right path. And on this path, I will find meaningful work. And that was huge for me, especially recognizing that God is an unlimited supply. There is no limitations. There is an unlimited supply of creative energy in me. There is an unlimited supply of opportunities around me, and jobs and lyrics and ideas and visions. And really accepting that is a huge change, because I think that in the beginning of my weeks, I was talking about how one of my fears and creative blocks, a negative self-belief that I had, was that I would be a one-hit wonder, or I could only write one really good song or make one really good album. And that's because I'm limiting my beliefs not on myself, but on my source. If I am a product of the greatest artist of all time, which is God, if I am a product of the original Creator and He has an unlimited supply of creative energy, that means that I have access to an unlimited supply of creative energy. I have an unlimited supply of lyrics and songs and visions and jobs and money and houses, and I have that. I have access to that unlimited supply. And just really accepting that and really tapping into it and really practicing it has shifted my whole mode and how I want to move forward. Now, with that being said, I also came to the realization that if I have access to it, and if I am a product of the greatest artist of all time, and he created everybody on this planet, everybody has that same access. Everybody has access to this source.
Electric lady, get away, down, get down, 'cause tonight we don't do what we want to.
All right, so my show's pretty much over. Thank you for listening. I was just on Instagram during that song and learned that the Senate is tabling in the CC to get us, the people who aren't in the Senate, to sign a petition to add an Indigenous community senator to the Senate. So go sign, but also, aren't you guys the Senate? Just invite another person. Just add, like, you're the Senate. Just add a senator. Is that not how it works? It's been a really long time since I did student government, and I know that there's, like, the Elections Commission that has to, like, that, like, just, like, runs the ballots and everything, just, like, runs the, like, physical elections and, like, is in charge of election procedure. But, like, the Senate's in charge of all that stuff. I thought that they... What do they need to petition us for? If they want to add a senator, they should just do it. Very confused. Very confused. I feel like I sound like that TikTok. It's like, I don't get it. But it's true. I don't get it. If you want a new senator, just go crazy. Go for it. Anyways, that's the other Tufts news. Sign the petition. It's on the TCU Senate Instagram. For some reason, we have to sign it. Besides that, have a great week. Thank you for listening. This has been Worst Boys Guild. I'm Tyler. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Happy Monday. I won't be here next week because of spring break. Have a wonderful spring break and catch me tomorrow morning on the FM. Let me turn on this automation thing.